at 384-2444.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have some frostbite tomorrow morning and a chance of rain in the meantime. He'll have details in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois State Treasurer is placing more money into the state's banks, but at least one banker locally says it's not necessary at his time for his institution. On the other hand, the president of Fisher National Bank in Champaign County, Mike Estes, says the move is worthwhile. Treasurer Alexi Janulia says offering banks deposits of up to $25 million apiece will help ease a liquidity crisis that's frozen credit, making it tough for many banks to float short-term loans to businesses. Estes says his bank has not faced the borrowing problems that other banks have found, but the state's deposits will offer an important alternative.
At 3.38 on one-year money, that appears to be competitive right now, with just as a comparison with Federal Home Loan Advance. So it will be one other option, one other tool that certainly won't hurt us.
Janulia says besides helping businesses, the state will get a higher rate of return from the $1 billion in bank deposits than it does from other investments. Illinois regulators have issued a conditional license to Countrywide Home Loans so the company can meet its obligations under a national settlement over deceptive mortgage practices. Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation officials say the company cannot offer mortgages to new customers, though. It'll also be monitored each month to make sure it complies with the settlement. But Countrywide officials say the decision won't affect its status in Illinois because most of its loans originate through a separate subsidiary, Countrywide Bank. That's regulated by the federal government and not the state. Countrywide spokeswoman Giovanna Bowen says the company is open for business in Illinois. Residents of Champaign's Garden Hills neighborhood are beginning to learn more about Unit 4's plans to enlarge Garden Hills Grade School and convert it into a magnet school. About a dozen residents of the Northside neighborhood met at the school last night to hear details from school officials. AM 580's Jim Meadows was there.
District Superintendent Arthur Culver told the gathering they want to add new classrooms to Garden Hills, helping to fulfill a condition of the district's consent decree. The school would also get a new gym and community meeting room. Garden Hills School would then become a magnet school with special programs, still to be decided, meant to attract students from across the district. Former Champaign Mayor Bill Bland is president of the Garden Hills Neighborhood Association, which hosted the meeting. He says the plans sound promising.
I've lived here so long and I saw 7 schools close, and all of a sudden we're not going to build another school and replace one. We're going to actually upgrade an existing facility. That makes tremendous sense to me.
Residents at the meeting had questions about the possible focus of the magnet program, whether it would still have room for neighborhood children, Culver says it would, and the countywide school sales tax that's expected to pay for the project. Champaign County voters will cast ballots on the tax question November 4th. If approved, it would finance the expansion at Garden Hills and a similar project at Booker T. Washington School. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The FBI is investigating alleged voter fraud by an activist group known as ACORN, and as Amanda Vinicky reports, the controversy spurred Illinois Republicans into action.
ACORN's been accused of registering cartoon characters to vote, signing people up multiple times, and otherwise falsifying voter registrations. ACORN has an Illinois chapter, though no allegations have surfaced of any such activity in this state. Still, the Illinois Republican Party's attorney, Brian Sheehan, says it's cause for local elections officials to be extra vigilant.
The local election authorities have an obligation to make sure that people who are registered to vote are real people, that they're alive, that they have a pulse, that they are the correct age.
Sheehan sent a letter on behalf of the Illinois GOP to county clerks in Chicago and surrounding areas requesting they be on alert. Although ACORN's believed to have reached out to voters more likely to vote Democratic, Sheehan insists this isn't a partisan ploy. He says it's about fair elections. Calls seeking comment to state and national ACORN offices have gone unreturned. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Members of Illinois' congressional delegation are heading into the final weeks of the 2008 race with huge money leads over their challengers. Senator Dick Durbin, the Senate's number 2 Democrat, had $6.5 million as of the first of the month against the $1 million of Republican rival Stephen Sauerberg. In a rematch from 2 years ago, GOP Representative Mark Kirk had $1.8 million, compared with about $240,000 for Democratic challenger Dan Seals. And in a race where two newcomers are competing for the 18th district seat, Republican Representative Aaron Schock grabbed a lead of $466,000 to Democrat Colleen Callahan's $55,000. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And a great way to do that is to call right now, 217-244-9455, or log on to willpledge.org. And you'll help us meet a $1,000 challenge from Prevena Medical Group for 75 pledges by 10 o'clock this morning as we're kicking off our fall membership campaign. In its first full day right now, meteorologist Ed Kieser and his weather service, something that you support with your calls to 244-9455. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Covered Bridge Festival going on down in Brown County, Indiana this weekend. Farmers Market, you got a little frost in the forecast.
Actually, isn't the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County?
In Park County.
Park County.
Where do you get Brown County from?
Brown is where there's a lot of the fall foliage.
There you go.
Brown County, that's between Bloomington and Columbia.